This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israel says it has agreed to extend the truce with Hamas for at least one more day. The Israeli Defense Forces tweeted in Hebrew that in light of the mediator's efforts to continue the process of releasing the abductees and subject to the terms of the agreement, the ceasefire will continue. The statement came about 15 minutes before the truce was to end early Thursday. U.S. President Joe Biden spoke about an American woman released on Wednesday.
Leah Panin is safe in Egypt. She's crossed the border. I talked with her mother and father. They're very appreciative, and things are moving well. She'll soon be home with her three children.
One of the commanding figures in the U.S. foreign policy of the 20th century, Henry Kissinger, has died. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
So what are the news tickers saying, Henry?
February 1973.
They say North Vietnam said today that the way is clear now to resume releases of U.S. prisoners of war. That's the lead on AP.
That recording from the Nixon Library and the National Archives, President Nixon speaking with then National Security Advisor Henry Kissinger. Kissinger dominated foreign policy as the U.S. extricated itself from Vietnam and broke down barriers with China.
A conflict between China and the United States
in 2012
would be a disaster for both countries.
Kissinger said improving relations with China should be the preferred course.
And it would be impossible to describe what a victory would look like.
Henry Kissinger was 100. Ben Thomas, Washington.
As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com